Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
Calm down.
That Nella Rose did.
What?
Catfish.
Catfish was back in
the day.
Yeah, that was intense, dude. That was drama. High drama. That was drama, dude.
Like a random person in the car park. So this ain't you. You're on Catfish. It's not gonna be
her. That's the worst. If you're gonna meet someone, you see fucking Neve. Is it Neve or was it?
Yeah, Neve.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Fucking here for me, isn't it?
Yeah, but you should have known though. You should have known.
Oh, camera crew running over. I miss those days. Camera crews running over thinking they got lighting and everything.
They had a camera crew filming the camera crew. Young Maury Povich. That shit was legendary.
You know how I knew my wife was bad is because somebody catfished using her picture, and I was like, I got the bad bitch.
Yeah.
I got a bitch that's trying to pretend. Yeah. I got that one.
You know people that like. There's a fake profile of me. Can you guys report it? I feel like it's like they're showing.
It's
off.
A flex.
Because you didn't need me to report that.
You report yourself. Like, you think you're gonna have a petition here of everyone saying, "Fuck, account got stolen."
We need 2,000 signatures.
Fuck off, man. Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
man.
That's step old flex. I've never seen it like that, but you're right.
I never thought of that.
But then I'd be like, ain't no one gonna fucking impersonate me?
No, I had it once.
No one gonna use my picture.
I had it once. It was a while ago. I did like a little short stint modeling. Very short stint. But it was a stint nonetheless.
Would you mind? You got great skin.
Thank you, man.
I noticed that.
Thank you.
That leapt out at me.
Thanks, man. I'm trying. It was Ripped the Runway. Yeah, so it was like a runway thing where a few different, not like crazy designers, but like local designers. Just had like a few there.
I don't think you modeled, dude. I think you were a friend or a designer. And he was like, hey, I need people.
No,
hey, I need
models. I have to stand up for him now because you're in Australia.
Oh, right. I'm global. Even Australia.
No.
I haven't as well. But my image is there, right?
That's fine.
In Melbourne, yeah. So I did a bit of modeling. It was just very much like an event. You just walked up the runway or whatever. And then that particular picture that I had, someone took it and used it as their profile picture. Mm. But they weren't even saying that they're like Temi. They were just like somebody else. But
you can't have a different name.
You can't use your name.
Yeah, I hear you. But like, you know when sometimes someone's actually impersonating, like
they give you a better name than you have.
No. It wasn't a better name.
It was named Barry.
Like, my name's not better than Barry. That's crazy. That's racism. If you think Barry's better than
I said Darius.
Darius. Quartavius or something.
Quartavius.
But I had someone create something. I was like, so this is how it feels.
Yeah. Good, right?
Try and take my
shit. What height did they put?
What height?
They put a good height.
They didn't put a height. It was even a private.
Was it flattering though?
It was. Because I was there like, hey, guys, someone's impersonating me. By the way, it's not, if you get a message from this account, it's not me.
Piss off, Ram.
It's not me.
Nobody's messaging me.
Yeah.
I want to see who they're DMing though. Like, who they trying to move to? Like, who do they think, like, you could...
Yeah.
Caught.
But imagine if they messaged back and said, sorry, I took your image, man. It wasn't even working for me. No one even asked about the
You got
sorry
this
about
shit
that.
Back, dude. Yeah, I'm yeah. good.
Stop reporting me, please. Yeah. I don't want it no more.
Yeah. I've been catfished before. Actually, oh, I've been catfished, yeah, you've like, been catfished many times. But most recently, somebody added me on like a random account
yeah.
and was chatting to me. And I was like, I'm married. And they were like, okay, cool. I'm catfishing anyway.
Everyone's coming clean today, isn't it?
I was like, wait.
This ain't even really me.
Respect, dude.
I was like, okay.
Like, where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? And then she followed me on her actual profile.
Fucking hell.
And she was like, yeah, the person I was catfishing you, this is actually me. I was like, okay.
Like, what did she look like? Just a walrus?
No, she was actually, she was good looking.
Yeah.
But I was actually like, you didn't need to catfish at all.
Yeah.
But she did. And now, you know,
that's it.
And now I know who she is. I'm still married. So.
Yeah.
And I'm in New York right now. So.
Oh, she was a New Yorker?
No, she wasn't. She's from the UK. Oh. Yeah.
So your wife, that's the first person you ever dated?
Ever anything.
How did that work out so late on in life?
I was always like weirdly, well, I grew up in the South in Texas where it is more religious.
Okay.
So it wasn't that crazy. But then when I moved to LA, I was so poor in New York. I was so poor. I was like, I don't even want to date and like bring a girl into this. Like where I slept, my first apartment in Brooklyn was so fucking disgusting. I would have gladly taken your living room with your brother. With both y'all there. I just slept between them. Let's go. So I was like, I'm not even looking. And then I hit 30 and I was like, well, I'm not holding on to everything I ask strongly, but like I want to be a girl that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met her and then, you know, everything kind of went from there. But I think also I was like, I know I'm not like a role model. I'm not like a perfect person by any stretch, but whatever I do, I don't drink. I didn't smoke weed till I was 38. My wife's the only person I've ever been with.
Last year?
Like a year and a half ago. Yeah, maybe 37. Whenever Rogan came on the pod.
Okay.
I'd actually had Delta 8 gummies in the past like months before that. So probably 37 realistically.
Right.
But it was like a long time.
Got you.
And so it's like, look, you don't have to, if I have kids, I always felt like I was looking for role models outside of my own dad. So I'm like, I would love to be that for anybody if they're looking. Maybe I can try it. But also for my own kids, look, you don't have to live like I lived, but just know it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't have
to
do any, I'm not telling you what you have to do morally. I just want you to know that it is possible because people are going to tell you it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. They'll definitely say, go out there, go date, go out there, go do this.
Yeah, go date, go whatever. But like, you know, just know that whatever, if somebody pressures you to drink and you feel, or if you feel like everybody's drinking or everybody cool, like I'm not, I never drank and I think I did okay with my life. So just know that exists. That reality exists.
For sure. Something funny that I remember my brother said, he's like, it's funny how like a lot of things people are like, they're quite selfish with or they don't want to share, but it's like alcohol. They'd be like, hey, you want to drink?
Yeah.
Like, a cigarette, do you want to smoke? Like, it's funny how everyone shares with that. And that's like, suffering and pain, technically.
Well, I think you feel less guilty about anything you're doing wrong if other people are doing it with you. And I'm just saying, if I'm eating junk food and you're not, I love junk food. But if I'm eating it, I'm like, motherfucker.
Come and kill yourself with me.
I'd share my rice, but not my chicken.
No, but that's rules, though.
No,
like, yeah, the meat is crazy to share.
That's pause. Great. That's
yeah, rice is abundant.
Yeah, it's precious.
Dude. You gotta guard that.
What does your meals look like? Like in terms of like when you have rice and meat, do you have like a lot of rice? And then like
I don't like rice that much. I typically like bread. So Indians do roti.
Yeah,
I love
roti.
Yeah.
Okay,
rice.
You
I'll take a
real
little
Indian
bit.
Just then.
Wow.
I was like, wait, what?
I was like, I'm speaking to Akash. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not Akash. That's Akash.
I try. So I like roti because it's just I like bread more than rice. Rice is fine. You have it, but I'm not that keen on it.
Yeah.
But bread doesn't feel like a.
You need.
It's not the right carb for food. Mm. Like,
but I will say, food when you like use your hands, I feel like food tastes better.
Tastes better.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Surely the metal or the plastic, whatever, from the fork or whatever. It must do something.
Yeah.
Like when you have like food with your hands, like it just tastes so, it's just direct.
Absolutely.
Even like, water in a can now as well.
Oh, yeah.
At first it took some adjusting, but water in a can, special.
Mm. Really?
Just still feels fresher.
Mm.
A glass is better though.
I think.
Like a glass bottle, what? Anything in a glass slaps. Slaps, like completely.
But what are some like common misconceptions of Indian people? Like,
what are the I'm not even saying it's like an asshole. What are the conceptions? Because I feel like y'all got a very different relationship with Asians than we do. Because we even here, we call Asians We're talking about Chinese people when we talk about Asians.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they were our first true. Asians to come
yeah.
to
yeah,
America.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
in the UK, yeah. our Asians would be like
yeah, all they,
of
the first Asians were from... Yeah. Oh, see, this is funny because the Indian dude was, I guess, maybe he's Pakistani, but I was doing shows in Birmingham years ago and he was laughing because he's like, oh, you guys, Desi, you guys don't call it, you call Indian, you don't call Asians Asians. And I was like, well, yeah, but like, what do you call, like, you call us Asians, but what do you call, like, Korean people? And then she goes, hey, he goes, we just call them Chinese.
Yeah. No, it works. No, it's really blanket. Yeah. Like, honestly, and it's bad. It's bad. But
because we'll India is a country, right?
Yeah.
And a continent.
No. Asia is a country. Asia's India, the subcontinent is India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, probably Nepal, I guess. But
so,
like,
but that, because like, so India is a country.
Yeah.
But then we call like Bangladeshi people, like, all of that, Indians.
They will.
So that's where it's like.
They'll get offended, and I'm just like, dude, how do you expect me to know the fucking difference? If you call me Pakistani, I'll jokingly be upset, but I don't really give a fuck. Like, you can't often. You can kind of tell, but not really.
Right.
I think that's why we go for the continent, because we don't want to offend. Like, and you know, British, we can't. We're like offending people.
Y'all are
cucks,
like, first thing.
Yeah, we're cucks.
Yeah, big. Yeah,
yeah. Compared to the US, like, we are soft. Like,
we feel we've gotten soft here, and y'all are softer. How many genders are y'all up to?
I haven't done my research in that yet.
I really have.
It's probably the same amount.
No, I remember when it was 72 here, it was like 100 there, I think.
72? Really?
So we might have caught
we've been,
up.
Wow.
We've been involved. Okay.
I do want to research it and be like, okay, so what are some of them?
The names.
Not the names, just like what is like the division in terms of like...
Still
okay,
finely divided.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Stop it.
Curious on a few of them. Just to know. Because I even say the letters wrong.
Yeah, you still like, do.
I don't say all of them, and it's just like, I don't know all of them, though. So I can't. I don't, you know? It's just how you said Q. But Q's in there now, isn't it?
Yeah,
LGBTQ.
Yeah. IA plus sign, I think.
IA plus. Yeah.
Son, plus sign. Hey, that's just whatever's left. It's miscellaneous. Imagine being a plus sign. I feel like a way. I'd be like, y'all
yeah, that's what I've always thought. Like, if someone's like, so what, I'm just plus?
I'm just
and more? Like, no.
Put my letter in the main bit, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying. Honestly, that shit is gay plus. If we're being honest, that shit is gay plus. You gay
variations
plus.
Of
have all the rights.
Yeah.
You don't get a letter. Gay plus.
Oh man. How'd you get into comedy then?
My friend made me do it when I was gonna be a doctor. I was pre-med. And when I was in high school, I was taking anatomy and physiology, and this kid next to me, I just moved in like...
Oh my God, so you were actually en route.
Yeah, well, in high school, I was in 11th grade. I just moved to a new school. And this one kid, I started just like kind of acting crazier and crazier because I was like, I'm graduating in 2 years. I don't know these fucking people. Mm. And one kid was like, you're not gonna be a doctor. You're gonna be a stand-up. And then 2 years later, we went to college like 2 hours away from each other. And he was like, yo, there's an open mic. Get 5 minutes of material together. You're coming. And at this point, I'm in college. I'm doing these science classes. I'm not doing well, but I'm in these science classes. I go do it. That show goes really well. And I remember my wife is so sick of me telling the story, but there's, you know, you just, the first time you go on stage, it's just a script you've memorized.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of live in the moment, but not really. It's a script.
Yeah, you're trying to remember.
And I had rehearsed it a few for friends and made them laugh. And it wasn't great material in hindsight, but at the time it was good enough. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting these laughs and I remember I want to say the next line, but the audience is laughing too hard.
Mm.
And then I'm freaking out because I'm like, yo, guys, I need you to stop laughing. So I
can
say
the next line.
Yeah.
But then there was a moment I vividly remember. I'm like, holy fuck. They're laughing so hard, I can't even say the next line.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like, oh, this whole room, I don't know if I remember it in the moment, but when I walked away, I was like, yo, that whole room was mine.
Yeah.
I just had it here.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment is when I knew I wanted to do it.
Mm.
I did a couple more times, like four times more maybe in college. Couple times it went well, a couple times okay.
Yeah.
One time bombed my fucking ass off. Holy shit. The third time I got on stage, such a big bomb. And then at that point, the third time when I bombed, I couldn't talk for 2 days. I was like, yo, that dream is dead.
Yeah.
I was still the freshman year. And then junior year, I did it one more time and it went really well. And I was like, I think this could be a thing.
Yeah.
I think I could do this. And then after I graduated, I took the MCATs and everything, which is like the test, 9-hour test. And I was applying to medical school and I had a year to like try to do other things to help me get in.
Yeah.
And then my best friend was going to LA to be a cinematographer. Right. And I was like, I know what I really want to do.
And LA's the place to be.
I thought so. New York is actually better for stand-up.
Oh, that's
I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking, he's going to LA. That's where I would need to be. And then I asked my mom and she said, go. I would rather you know, even if you can't do it, than wonder for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then I moved out there.
That was great.
Fire.
Great, you need to buy a four-bed, man.
I know.
Buy a four-bed.
It is a four-bed.
Yeah. It's a tough one. So you said this is a story that your wife is sick of you telling.
Yeah.
Do you have a story that you're sick of her telling? Like when you're at like a dinner
party. Do you want to tell us? Because we are on track to being divorced by the end.
Listen, the train's coming. Yeah. Train's coming. You looked around. You're coming, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We're all getting like, you're at a dinner party, yeah? And there's like two new people there, eight people that you already know. And she's, you know.
Everyone's high pitched.
I know. I'm the one with the stock stories because she doesn't get as much of that. Like, how did you know you wanted to, you know, marry Akash?
Another narcissist. Yeah.
And I'm going to love that answer. I'm going to love that story.
Yeah.
But then how did you know, what was it like the first time you did stand-up? How did you know? These are standard. These are questions that I get asked all the time. I can't change the answer because then I'm lying.
Yeah.
So that's where she's just like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
And my wife is, she's actually very funny because she couldn't give less of a fuck about like, formality or lying to you and being nice, and she'll just like, I'll be telling the story at a table with new people, and she'll be like, unbelievable.
I was like, no rain on my parade. Let me tell my story.
Why are you hating me?
You're feeding, man. I'm feeding. What about you guys? Is there a story that, like, you don't have, share if you want to, but is there a story that you're like, what, you're writing this one again?
Nah.
The only thing that she would do is, like, if something happens, until she can get over it, she'll continually want to talk about it. So, like, I can't believe she did this. And it's like, that was yesterday. Okay, cool. We spoke about it now. We've gone through the whole thing of what happened. And then tomorrow...
Son, this is new. And I'm trying to work on a bit about this. Feelings pop back up for women.
Yeah, they do.
In a way that they probably do for men, but thanks to toxic masculinity,
we crush that shit down.
I don't have to hear that shit.
Like, there's points where you feel something, you're like, it's too late for me to express it.
Come on, bro. I did this already. I'm bringing it back up. Hey, this hurt my feelings again. She apologized. Sit down.
10 minutes after, you're like, can't say anything. Can't say how I really thought about it.
Okay, what about this? Have you ever, like, used a buzzword on your wife in an argument?
Like what?
Gaslight.
Yeah. I'm too scared. Nah.
Did you?
I'm too scared.
What? After the whole name of the special,
you use your weapon against her. That's how I get it. I get it all out on stage.
Yeah.
You know what? You look like a free man up there.
I'm free up there.
I'm free.
Women are way better at laughing at themselves than men.
Yeah.
If 100%. Any one of our girls got on a public platform and said shit that was true about us, we'd be like, I just don't know why you could embarrass me like
that. Why would you go with that line?
That's embarrassing.
Why would you go? Is that the material?
But
that's because women don't tease other women about things that somebody said about. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, if I said, you're short. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's going to get onto you about being short. But the women, other women won't be like, oh, yeah, like, they don't pick at your insecurities.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Women
No, as in, like, to other women.
You ever send your girl a meme where it's, like, some shit she does?
Yeah.
Like, when your girl, blah, 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 and then it's exactly what she does?
Yep.
Yeah.
My wife dies laughing every time. She's like, that's just like me. If she sends me that shit, I'm like... I don't even know why you got it. Like, all right, bitch, I get it. You can't just have a conversation like a grown up.
This is mad passive aggressive.
You ain't
even told me this before.
I think
share it to me first time in a meeting.
I do that.
Women are insecure and men are insecure. We just don't see it as much, and that's one way. They're way more secure. I'll see comedy shows where I'm doing this material. Girls that aren't even with their guys are fucking dying laughing. Oh my God, we do that. Guys aren't very good at the whole do that.
Yeah.
We might be like, you do that, but
not me.
You do that shit.
Nah, I can never be me.
Yeah, it can never be me.
I felt gaslit though, so I used it.
Yeah.
I felt gaslit at the time.
What did she gaslight you about?
What'd she do again? I can't remember. I know I used it. I can't remember what we was tussling about, but I used it. And she just didn't accept that I felt gaslit.
Yeah.
So now it became about, I feel gaslit. Forget
what you gaslit me about. I want you to validate my feelings.
Impossible.
You can't use their own language against them. Dude. Nah. They'll fucking malfunction.
Impossible. No
chance.
It didn't work.
I'll never forget when I was working in like a department store. It was House of Fraser. And I don't know how old I was. I must have been like, maybe I was like 20, 21. Maybe fresh out of uni, 22 or so. And I see this older guy and he's like, he was just like, just complaining about something to somebody. You know, when you hear a man like this stress, you're like, what's going on, man? And he's like, it's just marriage, man. It's like, it's marriage. I was like, what happened? He's like, it's a war. I would never forget those words.
Yeah.
But about to say, it's marriage. Like, he was complaining at work about his marriage. I was thinking, damn, this is serious
shit. You got kids, right?
Yeah, I got two kids.
Two, and then?
Not yet.
So this is, Andrew was talking about this on the pod yesterday. He said, fighting with kids is, it's so much extra stress on the relationship because the time is so compressed.
Right.
And you got to be cognizant of volume and where we are in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Because my wife and I, we fight.
You go for it.
I love it because I know we'll make up. We'll have it. I know we're going to make up. But having to be like, oh, we have to, and he's like, dude, sometimes you're fighting. Then you have date night. When you finally have date night and you still got this fight that you got to resolve, then you bring it up and the date night is like, and it was just like, oh, fuck. That was a, we talked about it literally yesterday and I was like, oh, fuck, that is a thing.
That is a thing.
I'm curious how y'all navigate that because you got two now.
It's not even to say like, we don't fight a lot, but let's say if we have a dispute or there's something that we don't agree with, I'm definitely aware that the kids are here.
Mm.
Like, especially my 3-year-old. Like, she's very aware. Like, she...
Have you ever done the grit teeth shout?
Like, oh, yeah.
No, I haven't done that. But, like, they absorb... If there's any advice, I'll be like, make sure the home doesn't only, like, look happy, it feels happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, they absorb every... Like, just energy. They're looking at how are you treating her? How is she treating you? Mm-hmm. Like, if I hug my missus, she'll be like, let me get in there. I want a group hug too. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Or she'll look at you like, why aren't you inviting me in? Like, so even everything that we say, she'll be like... She'll, like, now, you know, everyone says, ah, like, not the helmet. Like, she'll actually say, ah, not this. Like, I'm like, the fuck did you get that from? You've really been listening to us, isn't it?
That's so crazy.
So I'm always trying to be aware of, like, how we talk around the kids. But I've definitely realized, all right, they're listening. This can't go on for too long. Like, it has to be very quick. Yeah. Like, maybe we'll talk about it later. But then you've got the silent house. You've got the silent house with the kids running around, not knowing that they're in a fucking war. They're in the fucking...
We're in the field. We are beefing right
now. We're in the field, but then we're raising the kids. Like, we're helping each other. We're trying to help the kids, but we're fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get the food. And then, like, she's, like, getting the plates out loud. Serving the meal. And then you're kind of like, but doesn't she need some more veg?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to feed our children.
How do y'all resolve it?
Oh, man. It's just, I tend to laugh. At some point, like, I'll just be like.
I laugh. But that's
I'm like,
that
this
works,
is stupid.
That works 40% of the time. And sometimes, 60% of the time.
Depends on how serious it is.
It sets her
we'll
off.
We'll laugh in each other's face.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
at the same time as well, because we know arguments are stupid and it's the recurring one. It's monthly, but they also act like...
Monthly, like every 28 days?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I wonder what else happens every 28
days. Sometimes we forget about that, you know?
Oh, no, I don't.
We really forget about the whole science behind why. Yeah. Like, I've never really looked and thought, oh.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you there's only one good week for them. And you lot laughed at me. Yeah. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Mm. It's the
I've
truth.
I've heard this exact thing. The week before, the week of, sometimes the week after. Then you get what's left.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one good week. You better enjoy that week.
Okay, that's 3 weeks of Call of Duty. Shit. Shoot. All right, linking up with Amandam is the one.
Oh. Like.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And we don't even have to leave the house, man.
Oh, God. I love that technology. We don't.
You're a gamer.
No, but that was actually a good selling point you just gave me. Because I feel like I don't get to see my friends anymore. It's always busy. That's something you can do.
No, it's great because the banter just flies.
And women, some women play games, but women that don't game don't get it. Like that we're having such a great time.
Yeah. They don't.
But it's because we look alone.
Alone
in this room with the screen on
with the lights off.
Like, oh my God.
Alone is my favorite, dude.
Oh, trust me.
Alone is my favorite.
We're having a great time. Like, because now the game room is above the living room. So she just hears the chair sliding around upstairs. Fucking going off. She said, the chair's sliding again.
He's having fun. Fucking hate that.
I feel like women are so simple, like that them watching us, they must be like, you are fucking idiots. Like, there's nothing that she does and I'm like, how are you gonna do this for 5 hours, six? There's nothing that she does like that. But I will sit down and game and look at the time, it's 9 p.m. and look later, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking another game.
One more.
Sound cancelling, headphones on, shouting. I'm like, this, I've watched her film me. Like, she's filmed me and I watched it back and I was like, I look dumb. I look dumb. And I'm probably like, defend God.
That was me with the VR headset. Oh, when she got me that shit, she recorded me. I was in the living room just... It looked stupid. It looked so dumb. I was having so much fun.
What do you and your wife do together?
We like watching TV a lot, movies a lot, like just sitting kind of date night. We're both homebodies. Right. I think I'm traveling so much that it's like, if I'm home and I don't have the pod to prep for tomorrow or whatever, let's just sit. We'll have a date night at a restaurant. She likes like quality time. That's her love language.
Oh, nice. Gifts,
which quality time is my least. I couldn't care less.
Yeah, gifts.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
If we'd ever spent time together, but you texted me every day, I love you, I'd be like, that's what's up.
Part of me is with you on that. I do love just knowing you still love me.
I need to hear it. And then touch, that's a big one for me. Like being physical, but even if it's not sex, if it's just like...
Just hugging.
Yeah, whatever. She loves me.
We're good.
But
I'm with you.
But at the more busy I get, the more time alone, I'm just like, dude, even if it's not without... I don't even want friends around sometimes. I just want to be fucking by myself.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that scares me also about kids is like, I was thinking... My wife yesterday was just tired. She wasn't feeling well. She's like, I don't feel like doing anything today. And I was like, I don't remember the last time I had the option to do that.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then
privilege.
I was, and then I was thinking, whenever, God willing, we're not trying super, super actively, but if we have a kid, then that she's going to, there's no day when she's just like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's just not an option.
It's not.
And
it's,
that's
is it not
life.
Crazy to pull out as a married man, though? Like,
no.
You don't find it
crazy? It's not.
Obviously, like with cost of living and that.
I don't do that.
You don't pull out?
That's gay.
We're gonna have to bleep so much.
No, we're not, man. We're in America.
Can we go back to the UK?
I know. Fucking cancel us, man.
I can't say that.
Nah.
It's just a fact. It's just a fact. Not coming inside a woman is kind of it's what homosexuals would do. They're
that
not
is,
coming inside
is,
of a woman.
That is true. That is true. You have to look at it factually sometimes.
Maybe not gay, but it's not heterosexual. How about that?
It's better.
That's my
timestamp.
Yeah.
You know when you do the podcast and someone's getting their shit off, you're like, okay. we'll review that later. Don't worry.
Have a look at
it. It was great whilst it lasted.
We'll see how it looks.
That's a flag on the plane.
That one is for us.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Thank you though.
For price picks added now, man.
Yeah, no, word.
Promo code
I said you guys had a great episode with Duval.
Oh, he's the best.
That was fantastic. Great.
He's amazing.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
The way he cried was so interesting because I was like, he's crying.
Yeah.
But like, it just kept flowing, but then he was still talking normally. I was like, this is so emotional. But at the same time, he talked through it so well. But yeah, I just wanted to be...
I ain't seen it yet.
You were just talking about like, you know, his friends passing and after his friends that kind of helped him when he had like the crash and all that kind of stuff.
He's a very spiritual guy.
Yeah,
he's
really.
Really, great perspective on life,
Yeah. Philosopher. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out. That was a really, really good show.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Oh, what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something.
I'm due to crash soon. I'm going to meet my dad.
Oh yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
Why so long?
He's not allowed in the country.
In the UK.
In the UK, so I had to come here finally.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, he's here.
Whereabouts?
New York.
He's in Jersey.
Whereabouts?
Down.
A lot of Indians in Jersey.
Closer to like Staten Island. So he's near the bridge to Staten.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go see him.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Yeah, no, I don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I remember when you said that, I was like, Rala, how do you feel about that?
I don't know until I see him. Yeah. I think I'm going to cry. Like, so I've told myself I'm going to cry. So when I cry, it's not too much.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I would go in there wanting to cry.
Ish.
Can I be honest? If he didn't cry, I'd be like, motherfucker, I'll lose.
Oh, no. You know what? There was a point with birthdays. I was like, if I get you something like that, you need to fucking cry.
Yeah.
That would validate the money I spent.
I haven't seen, I'm your son. We haven't seen each other in 15 years. If you don't cry, I'm walking the fuck out this house.
Yeah. But the thing is, we're built different. Like, the generation that's older is like, don't cry.
That is impossible.
You get what I'm saying? Cry. So us like being aware of mental health and all these things and like expressing yourselves as men, we kind of are okay with crying.
No, I cry all the time and I love it. But back then, you could still cry at death. There's like occasions where you can cry.
Yes.
This is a cry occasion.
Mm. You think so?
I haven't seen my son in 15 years. I haven't been allowed to
cry. Very true.
UK.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very true. In that generation, for sure.
Better cry.
I would go in there crying, man. I would cry on the train on the way there. And make sure I cry even more and lean into it when I see him.
I don't know if I'll make a sound or.
You can't make a sound.
The shoulder shrugs.
I can't make a sound.
At this age, it's a shoulder.
Yeah. It's like...
You keep it in the neck. And it stays like within the shoulder.
Yeah, it can't go.
It can't hit your like lumbar region. You know what I mean? Like...
You did way too much.
You guys, it doesn't stay in the C spine, thoracic, right there.
If I make a sound, I'll be disappointed in myself.
No, man, you should come back with red eyes. You know when you've seen someone fresh up for cry, it's brilliant.
I love it.
You can't say, did you just finish crying?
Yeah.
But
you know
they have.
Oh, I love it.
You just have to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was crying.
I remember my manager was crying once. I needed something from her.
Is this the right time to ask?
Shit, man, it's 10%, right? Hey, bitch, come on. What do you think this is? Come on now. If I'm crying, you're not going to ask me a 10%?
You finished or you done? Like.
I don't got time for this, dude. Wrap it up. Oh, I'm still trying to figure out what you do.
Because I'm doing everything right now. Yeah. So what the fuck you doing, bro? Why are you crying?
But it's brave, though. It's very, very brave to like just be like, hey, someone that I haven't seen in a long time, I'm going to go and see them. Because essentially you're facing everything that has maybe been in your mind.
Mm. Oh, yeah, fuck.
Do you know what I mean? Everything that you thought of that maybe you don't have an answer for, whatever.
It's the realization of like getting older and you realize, okay, these parents are going to die soon.
Mm. Yes, who was saying?
I need to see them.
I have trouble with that one,
I think Charlie was saying
see them before I see my mum, I live with her for... But he's going to die soon. Yeah. Shit, I need to go do this.
Before it's too late.
Again, so what Charlie was saying it.
Yeah, Charlie was talking about, I didn't even see the video. I saw it in mute and I was like, I'll get back to it. But I saw him just saying like, kind of, did you see the video?
I didn't watch it, but I saw the caption like, oh.
Damn, we sound like we don't support our friends.
No, obviously, I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Did you just fucking click?
No, I didn't have Wi-Fi. I just saw it come up and the caption was something about, oh, we live life like our parents are going to live forever.
That's it.
Oh,
it was like,
yeah, we really do. I actually called my mum today. I need to call my dad, but I called my mum today and I was like, bro, like, I
I didn't even tell her I was leaving yet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I just went to New York and it's like...
Yeah. Just came back.
Yeah, yeah, like...
I see my mom 2-3 times a year, man, and I think about that. But here's what I try to remember. She would want us... She would want you to go hustle. She wants you to go do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, man, fuck.
Yeah.
You don't see...
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all live in the same city. I live a 4-hour flight away from my mom, so it's like a thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. You can't just pop by.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call up for a prize pick.
Son, that's the last time I was dead ass. The reason I was like, I'll fly down, I get to see her. Mm-hmm. We'll film her, we'll put her in a thing, and I love the fact that she's in something I did.
Yeah, so
that was, but that was sick. Legit. Like, I'll get to see her for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like, legit. I needed a reason to go down there. It had to be financially. All right, I can make this work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was,
yeah,
18 hours I was home or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, I can't even judge you. That's the thing. Like, it's so mad that for me hearing that is like, I feel the same. If that makes sense. Like, I feel like, oh, shit, like, I need a reason. I can't just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going there.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there needs to be, like, a reason. Like, I'm going to be in the area. And it's like, oh, if I'm in the area, I'll pop by.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
for us, it's like, that's down the road sort of thing. Obviously, my dad lives in Ghana, so it's completely different. But it would be nice to just be like, I just don't like the awkward conversations, man. Like,
oh, yeah, there's the awkward silence sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, with my mum now, it's cool. Mm. Like, me and my mum talk about everything, like, I told you when she asked me if my dick's working.
Whoa.
Because obviously,
oh shit, oh yeah,
because I haven't had a child yet. I've got married. She asked me, is my dick broken? Fucking working, bro? So like, I was like, I think so. Like, she's asking me if she needs to get me medicine and shit. I was like, mom, no, you're good. Like, we're
I
just
don't
not,
even want the kind of
we're
medicine.
Not, we're not having fuck. Kids right now. It's cool, but like, when she said that to me, I realized
did
what
you
level
you because you're homosexual and.
That is not what I said to her at all. I told her we wear condoms.
But it would make her feel.
I actually told her we wore condoms and she was appalled.
She must have flipped.
She was upset. She said it's an abomination.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel as good. Right?
Yeah, for me, I'm definitely not wearing condoms. But obviously, I had to tell her I was. Because then she'll believe like there's something wrong. Because if you're not wearing condoms and she's not pregnant, then there's something
fucking
wrong.
Do you take condoms on holiday or do you leave them at home?
Do you think I've got them at home?
Yeah. Yeah, like, what kind of responsible man has condoms at home? Yeah.
Do you think I've fucking got condoms at home? Fuck off. The last time I had condoms at home was when we did that campaign for, what is it called?
Rome. Rome, right.
Like, they sent us condoms. Them shits... I used the ones that were my skin color because it was basically a skin colored condom.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I used my ones and then the others, I was like, I don't want to look at my dick and be looking at another man's dick.
It's like fucking a stencil.
Fuck that shit. My dick is like 10 shades darker than me. I'm thinking, who the fuck's dick is going to my wife right now? Fuck that, bro.
Oh my God.
That advert was funny, man.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was hilarious. Oh, but shout out, Rome, man. Yeah, thanks for the check.
The one thing about you guys, baby show, you guys' ads is crazy. I've seen you and Andrew do some crazy ads.
Oh,
you lot are just swearing. You guys are like, just get Bluetooth to get your dick fucking hard. And
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
We know that's what we try to tell. And Andrew's been good about this from the beginning. And I've obviously learned so much watching him. But like, telling companies, this is, we know how to talk to our fans.
That's
how to trust. We know how to talk to our fans.
100%.
So the ad, like, he has he does a lot of the ads. He has like a company that he heads up with his best friend from middle school, Jamil. So, but like that's part of it is like you guys got to be okay with them.
That's it.
Having fun,
mm-hmm.
And they'll read the copy and all that shit sometimes. But you got to know this is not a podcast that's going to be like saying you know all the sweet things and all the PC things.
Yeah,
you gotta be okay
with
the brand of this before you hop on board.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we look
need to bring that over to the UK.
100%
stiff still, but sometimes they let you have fun, but definitely no swearing.
Nah,
yeah,
like that. But we'll catch up.
Yeah,
swearing is embarrassing.
No, childish.
It's very childish.
I'm conscious of time, so we're gonna have to move on to the last section of the game.
Oh man,
oh right.
Yeah, man.
So what we do with our guests, we go with a little 10 question trivia.
Perfect.
So you got some lifelines. I'll read them out to you now. You need at least 10 points to get on the leaderboard.
Okay.
So you got one phone or partner. They can't use Google. You can't use Google. No form of internet, Spotify, anything like that. You got one multiple choice. So if you're stuck, we'll read you four answers. Hopefully you pick the right one. Ask a 90s baby one time. So if you're stuck on my question, you can ask VP or Tem for help. You get to skip one time. If you skip, you don't lose a point. And the final question is worth 10 points.
Okay.
For every question you get wrong, you lose a point.
Got it.
You ready? Cool.
Yeah.
I need you to name 5 footballers. And when I say footballers, I mean soccer players.
Messi, Ronaldo, Zidane.
Okay.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
And Pele.
Okay.
Pele.
I had to go back, dude. I was struggling.
No current ones.
The dog.
That's cold.
Okay, cool. And then I've got name. No.
Oh, Mbappe. That's the guy that's current.
Yeah, that is current.
Name. Okay, no. Who is the only country to have ever paid off their debt?
Who?
Who?
Your luckiest quiz section.
That's crazy.
You don't give the help.
Say who?
Who's the country?
Say what? Or which?
Which, yeah.
Which country? Which is the only country to have ever paid off their debt?
China.
Nope. It was Romania.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
What is the most popular food in America?
I feel like I know that one even.
You do have lifelines as well. I realize people in the comments are always like, tell them to use their fucking lifelines.
Oh, yeah. How many questions are there?
There's 7 more.
Okay. Is it the main food or like a side?
Most popular food. So it could be a side. It could be a main.
It's just the most popular.
Fuck.
Come on.
Yeah, give me one of the lifelines.
Is it fries? Oh, so do you
fries
want
would have been
choice,
my guess.
Yeah? We'll
fries.
Go with multiple choice.
Okay.
Fries, burgers, pizzas, or mashed potatoes?
Fries.
Smashed potatoes.
What? In America?
Shit. America.
I'm at -1.
What?
Wow.
On to 10.
I'm stumped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who in America eats? Okay, we had mashed potatoes.
More than
day,
fries
actually.
As well. That, wow.
I don't know. Funny anybody eating mashed potatoes outside of Thanksgiving.
That's crazy. Okay. What is considered as India's national dish?
India's national dish?
Yeah.
Curry is y'all's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ours should be dal.
Mm.
But I don't know what it actually is.
No, it's khichdi.
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 That's khichdi. Very similar. Honestly, I should get partial credit.
I don't know what
only thing
is,
so. I can't fact check that. So I'm going with
really
people.
Similar. I should get partial. Well, Indians in the comments, I'll get partial
yeah,
credit.
Yeah.
Speak up.
What year did Obama start his second term?
2012.
You were so confident.
-1 again.
Damn. 2013.
Oh, get out of my ass, dude. What are we talking about?
Get out of my ass, dude. That's hilarious. Okay. Which Indian British artist made the song Mundain Tubakke?
That was a struggle.
And that's why I wanted this question. I was like, I wonder if he's going to be
my
like,
wife is going to be so fucking mad I don't know this.
You could call her. You've got that.
You can
lifeline.
Call her. You actually have that
of
lifeline.
Call a friend.
All right.
Mundain Tubakke.
Can I see the...
No, you can't. Well, no, you cannot.
Well, find a way.
Okay, hold on. I can show you. Hold on.
Can you text me how it's spelled?
Yeah, I just need your number. Say it on live.
My phone. Go on.
Hey, baby. I'm on the podcast right now, 90s Babies, and they're doing a quiz for me. And they're asking me who sang Mundain Tubakke. And I said you would know. They gave me a lifeline. I said my wife would know and she'd be livid. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well done. There you go. You got a good woman.
We love that.
Look how mad she is. See, yeah, I told you she'd be mad. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's the yeah, okay. Now I know what song it is.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Okay, love you.
Bye. Love you. How do you feel that?
When I said love you, she said bye. I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You embarrassed me in front of my friends.
Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Oh, my mind.
You know? Oh, man. They just don't get it, man. They just don't get it. Calling me soft all the time. I just want to be loved. Was that your third question?
That was my third, yeah.
Okay, cool. On to my three. All right, cool. Question one. Why does it say which? Okay. What is the national animal of India?
Tiger?
Correct.
All right.
All right.
I thought it was elephant.
I would have said lion, but I think that's Punjab, the state specifically. Tiger is India.
Yes, it is. Okay, and question two. What is the biggest state in USA? The biggest state.
Alaska.
Correct.
I think I'm back to zero.
Yeah.
Yep, you are.
Yeah. Okay, question three. What year did Apple introduce the first iPod?
iPod. I have a good idea. What's my last lifeline?
So you've used phone partner, 90s, baby. Multiple choice. You can skip and you won't lose a point. Or you can ask a 90s baby, yes. And you're currently on zero.
And this, yeah.
So you kind of need
to skip this one if you don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because skipping the final one isn't good.
Yeah.
2002. Fuck y'all.
I fucking love that.
And ego. I love it.
No, it was 2001. You were
close. So close.
You were so close.
That. I love that energy. Yeah. Fuck your help. Don't throw me no fucking rubber dinghy shit. I want to fight.
Let me drown.
Let me drown. By myself.
I didn't like it.
Fuck you. That was brilliant.
Oh, shit. Final question now, right?
No, yeah, no. 10 point now.
Yeah. All right, so boom. You're currently on minus one.
Yeah.
You got a 10-pointer, and you pick who asked you the question. So we'll tell you our categories. Mine is in movies.
Mm-hmm. Mine is in plants.
Okay. Well, let me go. Mine is in TV.
British TV or American TV?
I'm going to say TV.
Movies.
Okay. Oof. Where do I go? Okay. I'm going to... Okay. Just make it hard. Name five Wesley Snipes movies.
Blade. Mm-hmm. New Jack City. Mm-hmm. Passenger 57. White Men Can't Jump. Mm. What is... Mo' Better Blues.
Mm,
wow. Yes, he was in that. Yes.
Well done.
Look at this Wesley fan over here. Well done.
Is he on the leaderboard?
Huh?
No, he's got nine.
Nine.
Damn.
If I skipped that one, I'd have been on
the leaderboard. Yeah, you see?
Look what your pride
you know
got
what's
you.
Funny? Because something in your head was like, don't fucking say that shit. Don't fucking say it. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah, man.
I love
but
that.
You did well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did. And you listened. I feel like you knew. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm on minus this.
Yeah, you got a good memory.
Then he's like, oh, should I ask a 90s? Like, you knew, you listened to that shit, man. That's good.
Hey, come on, dude.
That was good. That was
they
good.
They don't get these watches, it's just anybody.
That's it. No, thank you for coming through. Yeah, good timing as well. Specials out. I don't know if you want to let anyone know.
On my YouTube, it's free. There's ads. You could just double click if you don't like them, cocksuckers. But thank you guys. Gaslit. And tell people if you liked it. Please just tell people because that's what I'm hoping. I'm just hoping to sell as many tickets to live shows as I can from this. So please just tell people, Gaslit. I was there in December. I'm going to try to come back. Dude, I want to do like pop-up shows. I want to come. My 40th birthday, I'm going to go somewhere with my wife. Yeah. And then I want to take another trip, maybe by myself and another one with some homies. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. And one of them will be London.
Okay.
Right.
My wife is sick of me taking her there, but at least with my homies or on my own, I'm coming to London.
What area do you
and
stay?
I might do like a pop-up.
In London.
Last time I did Mayfair, I didn't love it.
Oh, yeah.
That's uptown, though.
Yeah.
That's real fancy.
Yeah, that new Bond Street was fire. That's where I picked this up.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Outside, and then it's just walkable, which is cool, but I don't know. I didn't care for it that much.
Nah, nothing's there.
Yeah.
And no they're a little vibe. Snobby.
Yeah. That's what it is. Did you plan to buy a watch when you went?
Nah, dog. I went in
to fucking go and do stand up. I just didn't plan to buy a watch.
A lot of
what?
Fucking closed doors. I went to Patek. They didn't give a fuck. I don't.
Of course they don't. Yeah, no.
And then I just happened to stop into FP Jorn. I didn't even know it was there. I was like, oh, there's a Jorn store. I hadn't seen a Jorn storefront. They have one in New York. I never walked by it.
Yeah.
And then I just walked in, and then the guy Jimmy was there, and they were just so much friendlier than everybody else.
Yeah.
I've always loved these watches, and then we just started talking, and then it worked out.
Sick. Yeah, I love that. To just buy a watch just because it's a Wednesday.
You know?
In London.
No. Wait. This because it's a Jorn. There's certain watches you just have to buy and deal with getting yelled at or whatever later.
Yeah.
Love that. Akash, thank you for coming through. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice baby's crazy.
Cool.